This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Monday, April 20th. I'm Audrey McCabe. Last Tuesday, April 14th, about 40 to 50 people crowded into Paonia Town Hall to protest the installation of a Verkata surveillance system at Paonia Town Park, at the town's water and sewer facilities, and in and around Town Hall. More than 30 people spoke against the security system, which trustees approved last August and put into place in October for reasons of public safety and property protection. Objections to the camera and cloud storage system included criticism of Verkata for security failures and ethical misconduct, the cost of the system, $50,000 over 3 years, and the lack of public input on the question of surveillance. Speakers questioned the need for such a system in a small, close-knit town like Paonia. After the public testimony, trustees passed a motion to table the draft ordinance until the next meeting in order to incorporate public comment and to put on the agenda a discussion about whether to turn off cameras at some locations until an adequate framework for their use is put in place. A newly formed board will take on the questions on Tuesday, April 28th. The Forest Service has announced that on April 8th, the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests acquired two parcels totaling 80 acres in Montrose County. A press release states that the acquisition secures the integrity of Buck Trail, a popular route used for motorcycling, hiking, biking, and horseback riding. The parcels are located approximately 18 miles southwest of Montrose, off Old Highway 90 at the intersection with Buck Trail. They were purchased from two private landowners with funding from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The Forest Service says it will manage them as part of the national forest system consistent with the GMUG land management plan. In election news, Montrose County Commissioner Sean Pond announced that he is accepting the nomination from the American Constitution Party after failing to earn enough delegation support to make the Republican primary ballot in his bid for U.S. Senate. In a video posted to social media, Pond accused other candidates of barely leaving their backyards, while he says he has been campaigning across the state. Immigration was a central focus at the West Slope People's Forum in Grand Junction on April 11th. Democratic candidates running in the primary for statewide office were asked how they would support communities facing increased immigration enforcement. State Senator Jesse Danielson of Jefferson County, a candidate for Secretary of State, pointed to her legislative record.
Last year, we passed a huge ICE reform package, and I co-sponsored that measure to make sure that ICE wouldn't be in our preschools, in our places of worship, and in our schools. This year, we're taking steps to go even further. So I'm supporting a slate of bills that will reduce the amount of resources that we are investing in detention facilities, that will increase the surveillance, or I should say the oversight, of these facilities.
Amanda Gonzalez, the Jefferson County Clerk and Recorder and a candidate for Secretary of State, spoke about her family's experience with the immigration system, including her grandmother's undocumented status. She also pointed to her work in elections, both in her current role and as the former executive director of Colorado Common Cause, and said she would push back against voter intimidation from any source, including ICE agents, the Department of Justice, or the FBI.
In 2024, I had an election denier come to my office with a list of 23,000 names, many of which were Latino, that they wanted off the voter rolls. And it was my legal strategy that stood up to them and said, hell no, we are not taking eligible voters off the voter rolls.
Tune in to tomorrow's newscast to hear how candidates in the gubernatorial and attorney general race responded to the topic. Karen Gibson, Montrose County native and 1982 graduate from Olathe High School, is retiring from Delta County School District after 36 years. Gibson served in numerous roles in the district over those years, including the district's superintendent for the past 15 years. For KVNF, Lisa Young spoke with Gibson about her upbringing on a small dairy farm, her 40-year career in education, and what's next.
I've been blessed to be part of Delta County School District, and believe it or not, this is my 40th year in education. I started in 1986 at Freedom Monument High School, spent my first 4 years in Mason County School District before my parents, who live outside of Olathe and Webb Dairy, had the conversation with me and my husband to come back into the family farm. So knowing that, we did make that choice, and then I I needed to have a job, so I started at Delta High School as the business teacher. And from there, I had opportunities to be a teacher in the district. I earned my my leadership license. So then I became assistant principal and out of the technical college as the financial aid director, technical college director then. Came back in as the human resource director and then superintendent, and have been in this seat for the last 15 years.
Karen, I'd like to talk about your growing up in Olathe, and specifically on Webb Dairy. What was that like for you, and what were some of the lifelong lessons that you learned there on the dairy?
Growing up on the farm was wonderful. We learned quality work ethics. You know, if you open a gate, you shut a gate. You complete your projects. Hard work. My sister and I milked cows every summer when we were in middle school. And that also prompted us to want to play every sport in high school so we could do school activities rather than milking. But that instilled in me that I wanted to be part of the dairy as I grew older. Being part of that agriculture community, just the quality of life. I wanted to be able to raise my family in that way as well. So it's, again, been a blessed life that I've been able to be part of education and part of that ag world.
I'd like to talk about some of what you consider to be your major accomplishments in the role as superintendent here in the district.
For the last 3 years, every school in Delta County School District, 100% of our schools have been a performance school, which is the highest rating from the Colorado Department of Education. Pretty sure we're the only school district with 14 schools that have them all performance.
Along with those accomplishments, it hasn't all been roses. There have been some thorns. There have been challenges.
One of those big challenges is taking what at that time, Hotchkiss High School, the Bulldogs, and Paonia 712, the Eagles, and combining those to the North Fork Miners. That was probably the hardest thing I've ever done because I care about our kids, I care about our communities and all of that. But we were able to give our kids 28 additional class offerings. So it was about success for kids, where they had more options in music. They had all kids had access to a FFA, Future Farmers of America program, where we didn't have that for the Paonia kids. We were able to offer and continue AP classes, advanced placement classes, concurrent enrollment. They can get college credit while they're in high school. That was probably a huge, huge thing that'll always be in my heart.
Karen, as you're winding things down and as you said, passing the baton on to the next superintendent, have you had time to think about your legacy, what you want people to say about you?
You know, I hope they remember me as a superintendent that cared for everyone, not just certain kids or certain schools, but caring about all schools, that I listened and I wanted best for all kids and staff. I was fiscally responsible, being that business major. That was something I took very serious. Leaving this district in a quality place, so whoever comes in, they're set up for success. But I truly want to be that person that people can come and talk to no matter where I am. I want people to come up to me, and they do.
As this door is beginning to close, I was thinking, well, Karen's going to get on her horse and ride off into the sunset and just, you know, enjoy that retirement. But no sooner has this door even closed than you're opening a brand new door. Let's talk about what's next for Karen.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I love that you know that I love to ride horses. Yes, I ride horses, and eventually I'll be riding in the sunset. But right now I'm just still riding and competing those horses. But my next step is I have put my name in for County Commissioner District 2. And your question of you thought I might just ride into the sunset, I'm not quite ready to ride into the sunset. I have a lot of energy left in me.
You're not quite ready to ride off into the sunset, but you've got another big adventure ahead of you, and I just wish you the very best of luck.
Lisa, thank you.
You can listen to the entire interview with Karen Gibson at kvnf.org under KVNF Stories. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.